Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus investors in on the news, moving the sector, our approach to investing across it. Our ETF CNBS is an active ETF strategy. We focus on what we believe are the most important themes and sector trends investors should want exposure to for investing in cannabis today, tomorrow, and as this sector continues to evolve. I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages. I combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets, one who invests in early stage asset classes. And the Cannabis Weekly will focus you in on the market, the macro, and our portfolio CNBS. This is the Market Weekly for the week of June 27th. And as we come into this week, we clearly come off a week where the S&P had its best week in months, up over 6%. And for cannabis assets and higher risk assets everywhere, that meant a better backdrop. Although if you look at a number of the big MSOs last week, they significantly underperformed and in fact were even down on the week. Look at Cresco Labs down 6.9, GTI down 6.8, Trulieve down 4.1, Verano down 3.3. You get the message. Up north in Canada, you actually had Tilray up 16%, Canopy Growth up 13%, a lot of the other Canadian LPs up. Some of this attributed to just the short covering Reddit style retail frenzy that we saw in some high multiple stuff last week. Nothing fundamentally has changed in Canada. If anything, the fragmentation and consolidation story needs to continue, and one where I think rationalization of that marketplace means you will see players falling by the wayside. But for investors in cannabis and for investors looking at this market today and the year that's seen valuations come back dramatically, so much so that valuations for the top players in the U.S. market and even some of the ancillary players are at all-time lows on an EV/EBITDA below the March 2020 levels, before which we had a very big rally in cannabis. Remember, cannabis also rallied on fundamentals. It wasn't just markets rallying back. It was getting through some of those profitability numbers, some of the big sequential growth that we started to see in the second, third quarters of 2020. We're 2 years from that, obviously, as we come into second quarter numbers for the sector in the next couple weeks, and we shall see. I do think there are some catalysts out there. They continue to be some of the legislation initiatives, although we'll get into that in a second. Our expectations for some massive full federal legalization, we think well off in the future, but opportunities for victories that will be very good for the companies, whether it's from a tax perspective, obviously capital markets and listings, but also some of the other places in which the cannabis sector really could benefit from a more benign, we'll just say, legislative environment. But in terms of the top 10 multi-state operators in the U.S., which is where most of our exposure is, they're trading roughly, as mentioned, about 4.5 to 5 times 2023 consensus EBITDA multiples, with EBITDA margins that have come down quite a bit, but are still north of 30%. And I think that puts them, when you consider the growth of the top line that's now expected to be 20 to 30% over the next 12 months, you have cannabis with one of the best, you know, earnings growth ratios, a PEG ratio, certainly of below one in our view, and something that I think, along with these catalysts, not just some legalization initiatives that after midterm elections get a little easier, but actually I think the change in the composition of the Senate to a Republican Senate, and I don't know that that's going to happen, but I actually believe would be seen as positive, because Democrat leadership has really fumbled the football here. And I mean strictly as it relates to advancing cannabis legislation, when there was that majority to at least come up with something that reaches across the aisle to debate some of the issues that still need to be debated and find political consensus. In terms of some of the other just news flow, again, we got some sense, and there's articles, whether it was out of Politico, we were hearing Chuck Schumer had a compromise reform bill discussion with various members of the Senate, whether that means you're going to at least get some lame duck session dynamics. I think the most relevant thing here is probably research bills that went through the Senate a few months back. Some sense that there is an opportunity for more conservative Republicans to advance legislation if there is progress on criminal justice reform and some of the expungement and social equity dynamics that actually, I think, give Republican leadership a little bit more of an opportunity to advance the football. Let's stay with that metaphor. In terms of just some other macro stats, the volume average weighted spot price of cannabis in the U.S. for the week ending June 22 was about $1,100 a pound, and that's down 34% year over year. Yet you have markets like New Jersey, which have opened up and are still very much limited license marketplaces, where the latest conversations we've had with some of the biggest operators in New Jersey is that they're seeing very strong demand and higher wholesale prices, and certainly for the vertically integrated nature of their businesses in New Jersey, extremely profitable. Let's talk about CNBS, up 2.7% last week. In terms of portfolio positioning, we continue to keep a large cash position through this volatility, but hope to be getting more excited about allocating. Top of the balance sheet remains heavy weighted towards the U.S. multi-state operators. Curaleaf, currently the largest position at 9.1%, but also defensively, 4% or so position in Jazz Pharma, which bought GWPH last year, and some of the debt plays also. So, you know, north of 20% of the portfolio, along with a large cash position, we would argue is very defensive here, and we'll look to allocate that in the short to medium term as we start to see some changes more broadly. We're going to leave it there. This is Tim Seymour again. This is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of June 27th. Have a great week.